to today's No Sweat News. These are the stories that could win you Green Day tickets on Friday morning's No Sweat News quiz.
Wow, Green Day. And Weezer. Hell a mega tour.
Sometimes the crime is impressive. So can we get a round of applause for Megan and Aaron, Megan Mondanero and Aaron Thomas in Fernandina Beach, Florida, capital of the No Sweat News?
Yeah, we could do that. Hell yeah.
Can we get a nice round of applause for these two? They got arrested for public intoxication and while handcuffed in the back of the police car, were able to get their clothes off and have sex.
Okay.
I am highly impressed.
They were very randy.
Very, very impressed.
Wow.
I mean, handcuffed behind your back?
Yeah.
In the back of the police car.
I don't know how they were able to do it, but maybe they had, like, loose clothing on.
I would have a problem even just performing, to be honest with you, let alone the actual physical act of getting my in the hoosie-watsie and all that.
Why can't that ever be on live PD? I'm watching that dopey show every Friday on A&E.
Put that on cops.
I mean, my God.
So not only are they getting the public intoxication charges, but they get the wiki-wiki chow charges in the back of the cop car. And somebody wash that back seat.
That really sounds like a setup to a pornographic film.
Right, yeah, right. Now, Dateline Iowa for story number two, and it's an Iowa story that's not about potatoes or turnips. Did you by any chance watch ESPN's College Game Day over the weekend?
I did.
There was a college kid in the background when they cut to some of the
signs.
Commentators, you know?
Yeah.
And his sign was saying this. He was asking people to Venmo him beer money. His sign that he was holding up had Bush Light supply needs replenishment, and then it listed his Venmo.
Yeah,
and
baby.
And guess what?
He got money.
He got hundreds of dollars within a couple of minutes, and then when he woke up the next Monday, he had $5,000 in his account.
Hell yeah!
God bless America.
Now that is what I'm talking about.
I can't get three people to donate to build a house for Habitat for Humanity, but a bunch of schmucks are giving this douchebag $5,000 for Bush Light.
I have been wanting to
go. This is what's great about America.
I've been wanting to go to College Game Day for that very purpose, or I would have like a giant Gotts head.
Yeah.
But, well, let's be honest, they're not going to come to Rutgers anytime soon.
I kid, by the way. This is not what makes America great, but you volunteering for the house that Rock built would make us much better as a nation and community. Anyway, this kid realized, oh my God, I got $5,000. What am I going to do? You know what he's doing with the money?
No.
He's buying beer.
Hell yeah.
But he's only buying a case. The rest of the money is going to be donated to the Children's Hospital, University of Iowa.
Oh, my God.
So how about that, huh?
That's nice. They should make that into a movie.
That's nice,
that's
right?
That's the best story I've ever heard.
And now, are you looking to punk your kids this Christmas?
I always am looking to punk my
kids.
Yes,
you are. And
always.
Here is how you can punk your kids this Christmas. I mean, this is a great prank. Archie McPhee, the candy company, just came out with green and white striped candy canes. You would think by looking at them, they taste like delicious spearmint.
Yeah, I would think so.
But no, they are the world's first kale-flavored candy canes.
Well, that's disgusting. Okay, fine. The vegans are taking over.
The kale-flavored candy canes will be hanging on the Kraft Christmas tree this Christmas, and I am just going to sit around and wait for the cries of the children.
Well, I'll just have some non-egg eggnog, some soy nog to go with my kale cane.
Yuck.
That is not exactly what I think of for fun holiday food. That is disgusting.
It is. That's today's No Sweat News. We're giving away Green Day tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
God.
So tune in tomorrow for tomorrow's episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.